The Two Man Game Podcast is brought to you by Renaissance Insurance, Ryan Hicks.
What's up, guys? It's head coach of the Bears, Steve Smiley, and I'm honored to tell KFKA listeners all about my guy, Ryan Hicks, and Renaissance Insurance. Like basketball, there's plenty of players in the insurance game. So how do you choose the best one for you? For me, I look for character, passion, dedication, and like a star hooper, talent. Renaissance Insurance checks all the boxes and draws up the winning play every time. Let them find the perfect game plan for you. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825 or go to team-rig.com. Go Bears!
Welcome in to the Two-Man Game Podcast with UNC head basketball coach Steve Smiley. I am Brady Hull. Coach, it's a rainy one out there today.
You sound dreary because it's rainy out.
Yeah.
It's rainy. Hey, and we need it, though.
Beard's gone, though.
The beard's gone. You look good.
I look like a human again.
Look like a human. you know, it's like the start of Stampede season. I think that's why it's raining today. You know, shout out Greeley Stampede. It's like the start of the season. I think it actually started last night. There was a dinner and bull riding, and we were out there for the dinner. It was great. Just good to be back out at Island Grove and the Stampede. And I'm a big fan, man. I don't try to do too much, especially during the week, but I'll try to hit, you know, one or two concerts, something like that. Just get out there. The kids used to love it. My daughter still probably go out there a little bit. Son's up in Laramie now, but the Stampede. So, like, before all that dirt starts flying in the air, it's probably good to have some rain to kind of tamp things down. We don't have any rain out here ever anymore, so
it's good
for us.
It's
we
crazy.
Need it.
So when you're stampeding, Coach, do you cowboy it up a little bit, or is it still Steve Smiley basketball mode?
I bought some boots. No. I got some boots as a birthday gift from the wife probably 3 years ago.
So you're a boots guy, kind of?
Oh, I'll rock the boots.
All right.
No, okay. I'll play the part. And obviously, I'm not like, you know, your traditional cowboy, but I got the boots. And then the other thing is, like, people keep saying, shout out to Greeley Hat Works. Like, you got to get the real cowboy hat. I haven't gone that far yet, but, you know, got a couple of, you know, those cheapo cowboy hats you get at Stampede. And some nights I'll wear the hats. Some nights I'll wear my more traditional hats, but, I love it. It's fun to be out there and just kind of, you know, like, I think I don't do like the rodeos so much, but like if you can get to a concert or two and just be out there, and we see just a lot of people, a lot of our friends are out there, and to be in the dirt and just hang out, listen to some, like they've had some great acts through the year, so it's good stuff.
Well, a little birdie tells me that you're interested in Nelly.
Yeah, I've never been, to be honest. I never went to the rap concerts, even though, you know, like they had Ludacris and Big X and some, like, love it. Never went to those, but I am going to Nelly. I will be at Nelly.
How do you think that's going to be?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Whether it's been Ludacris, T.I., Flo Rida, some of these people have left a lot to be desired. They have not been great.
Mm-hmm.
They're like us. They're a little older, you know. Yeah. So I'm in the mid 40s, and Nelly was like, I thought about it, like when his first album came out. I think it was like a junior in high school.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Like, I loved it. So we'll see. But then too, I like the country concerts, like, you know, Old Dominion, Florida Georgia Line. Some of the people that have been here in the past have been really, really good. And so I'm going to try to, partake in Brothers Osborne on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And again, I don't like doing this stuff during the week. Our guys are here. There's just too much going on. But then on July 3rd, kind of the last one, Dierks Bentley. So I am trying to get to a couple country concerts. That is the plan right now.
What is your go-to music of choice?
Yeah, growing up it was hip-hop growing up.
Okay.
And still listened to a lot of it. But also too, I've expanded into like a lot of country.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, hip-hop country and like all the older stuff too, like, you know, I call it the Papa Smiley classics. I mean, we can go old school too, all the way back to like, you know, the Eagles and you know, things like that, Rolling Stones, you know, Fleetwood Mac, like, it's fun. It's funny. Like, my son is really into Fleetwood Mac now. Like, I'm like, you gotta listen to this stuff. So, like, I've got a pretty diverse musical palette for sure. I can be a chameleon and fit in with a lot of crowds.
What is that like, though? You just said, like, your kiddo, what is he, 18, 19?
That's right. Yep.
And he's getting into Fleetwood Mac now.
Yeah.
What is that like for you? Cause it's like, this is stuff that we all knew and loved.
Know,
and these younger guys suddenly are like, whoa.
It's cool. Like, when I'll ride to car with him and he starts playing his music. And like how it has it, cause it used to be just straight up just rap and that's fine too, hip hop. But like now every now and then something will pop up. I'm like, wait, you're into this?
Yeah.
And my daughter as well. So Avery, and she's more into some of the teeny bop stuff, but, Also, too, she's into some of the country stuff, and we're taking her to Nelly. And so she's excited for that, and then we're going to take her to Brothers Osborne as well. So we'll have a good time.
You'll have to report. You'll have to report back on the Nelly thing. I want to know if that's good.
I'll give it a full report. It'll be good.
Yeah, because you never know. Sometimes these guys that have been in the game for so long, and then they start touring to do their old stuff. Maybe they're good. Maybe they're not.
I think it's going to be a little bit more older, you know, high 30s to low 50s crowd for the Nelly is what I'm anticipating, which is fine. All right.
Coach, as far as the basketball stuff, I did want to mention the Brock Wisney news. That was
Spain,
cool to see Brock, man.
So Brock signed in second division Spain, just came out public. It's a big deal. I know it's hard for all of us over here on this side of the, you know, of the pond, as they say. What does that mean? It's a big thing. If you look at, like, even the team that signed him, and I'm going to butcher their name, but the interactions on the socials, you know, the Twitters, the Facebooks, of how excited people are. And, you know, their media reached out to me before it was even public over here to get more information on him. And it's just the point being, it's a big deal. Yeah. Now, Brock has signed with a European agent based out of Sweden. So I thought, you know, maybe he'd start more like the Nordic countries. Jonah Radabaugh started in Sweden, as did Bodie Hume, as did Matt Johnson. Players start in all these different areas, right? But for Brock to start in Spain is, again, it's a big thing. And Brock's a really good player, and he's going to be highly desired because post players, big players, and skilled players like him, he's going to fit into a lot of different areas. He can play a five, can play a four over there. So I'm just super excited, and it's just, as your guys are done and they move on to the next phase and you're just kind of waiting to see where they go, well, we got Ibu already in Japan, Brock in Spain. Can't spoil the beans on Zach, but Zach's, you know, really getting close to signing his contract where he's going in Europe. And we've had guys that, really good players that haven't signed until literally August, September. We're only in June, right? So, like, to have these guys off the board when it becomes official with Zach is great. And then, obviously, Quinn Danker just worked out with the Nuggets. You know, we'll see. I got to hit up Quinn soon here. I know you're going to talk to him as well. But the idea of him being able to get to the summer league is kind of the goal, I think, for him.
Yeah.
I believe we have four guys that have a great opportunity to get to the summer league in Vegas in 2 weeks. And if that's the case, I'm going to probably try to get out there and see those guys if it works. But Quinn, talked to St. Thomas the other day. Saint's already in there. He's going to be with the 76ers. He had a great year in the G League. And so when you look at St. Thomas, he is like the guy knocking on the door to burst through.
Yeah.
When you start really producing in the G League, it's that close. So we'll see. And then Isaiah Hawthorne played in the G League last year, finished with Cleveland. And I believe he'll be in the summer league. And Langston Reynolds, who was just up last week, he's had six NBA workouts. And obviously he didn't get drafted, which no kind of hope that was going to be what it was. But what happens is after the second round, which was what, last night, now how do you fill the summer league teams? Well, your draft picks, your former draft picks, which might be in the NBA or the G League for a team, right? And then guys like a Langston, a Quinn that are close, that can you pick those guys up? And then are you going to bring anybody in from overseas? So like the anatomy of how do you build a summer league team is actually really fascinating. But I think we have four guys that have a great chance of being in there.
I always enjoy watching the summer league. And honestly, it's because of you guys. It's because you get to see college dudes in the area get a chance to go see what they're up to.
And that's the hope, is that if those guys are all out there, I'm going to try to pivot and get out there for a day or two, see those guys, watch them play. You know, if they got time to go grab a meal, great. Just show out, just get out there and show some support and love to those guys. That's the hope. So
how rare is it? Because we've talked about your guys a lot
and
how many players are still playing basketball at a professional level.
Yes.
How rare is that, you know, compared to the rest of the Big Sky Conference?
If we have four guys, it's still an if, but I think it's going to happen. If we have four guys in the NBA Summer League from a Big Sky school, that is extremely rare. We follow it every year, and oh man, this guy, you know, maybe a guy from each team or whatever it is. But if we end up chalking four guys up, that's why it is so rare. Like, I need to get out there. And I'm assuming Dalton's not going to be playing in the summer leagues. Is now in his, what, third or fourth year of the league. I don't think he'll be in the summer league. I think he'll be moving on. So don't forget about him. But, like, four guys that could be in the summer league, it would be extremely rare.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's fascinating to see, too, just how guys make that transition, what summer league actually looks like for some of these guys.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So,
it's a lot of fun just kind of diving in to see what they're up to. And then, like we said, the Brocks and the Jonah Radabaughs of the world, those guys and the level they're playing, or Brock going to play, but obviously Jonah's had a wonderful career.
Jonah, JD, Bodie Hume, Dalen Coons, Coor John Cooch, like all those guys. Another funny thing that's, I saw Zach was at practice yesterday, and Zach's like, yeah, you know, they're playing in this pro-am down in Denver. It's called the 303 League. And on Matt, or let me get this right, on Zach's team, and Zach, it's Matt Johnson, it's Jonah Radabot, it's Brock Wisney.
Weird.
How cool is that?
Weird.
Dalen's on a different team, so all these guys, it's just, it's a summer pro-am. You gotta be a pro, to play in that one down in Denver. And so four of those guys playing together, isn't that cool?
Well, it is a fascinating thing, Coach. Just kind of talking about phase three. Where your players are, former players are at this point.
If this pod actually makes the air and we chop it together, this would be an amazing technical miracle. We're on phase three.
I've tried to figure out how to go back and cut because it just keeps freezing on us today, and it only happens in this podcast, Coach.
It's
something
amazing
about this podcast.
Well, you know, it's got glitches everywhere.
Yeah,
so some guys are playing in the pro-am right now down in Denver, and it's just fun to kind of talk to those guys. But it is cool, like you think about it, Jonah to Matt to Zach. Zach Block never played with Jonah Radabaugh. But like the airs, those guys playing together, and it's just really cool that they're all kind of piece of the same family.
One of these days, I don't know if you're comfortable with this.
Yeah.
But at some point, I want to ask you if you would be willing to go there with me. Build your, not Mount Rushmore, but your ultimate Bears Coach Smiley starting five.
So dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Like that's dangerous.
Can we do that sometime?
Maybe. I'd have to really process it. And then it's like, you know, some guys have a longer pro career. They've kind of proven more stuff, but it doesn't mean the guys are coming into it haven't had the time.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Is there an obvious guy?
Could I be like a top 13? Could I like build a full NBA team of 13 players?
Yeah, because you get your depth and all that stuff.
Do we get in the starting line? But I don't know, man. Like, hey, here's my ones. Here's my twos. Maybe.
Is there an obvious guy right off, like, bam, who's the best player you've ever coached?
Well, it gets into two. No, it is. And it gets into two, like, you know, When guys like Jonah and JD were here, that was more sort of during Coach Linder's era. And I coached them, you know, but if you're the head coach, then do we got to cut those guys out? Like, how do we do that? You know, cause you look at those guys, I mean, obviously it's so hard to not say, obviously a guy like Dalton with what he's done, but same point, a guy like Jonah who just signed again to 2029 in the ACB and is literally creating like a 10-year career, one of the highest levels in the world. And it's just like, there's so many ways to look at it. Coor, let's not forget about Coor John Cooch. Coor is on the Canadian Olympic team.
Yeah.
You know, or that is, you know, NBA guys are on that team. So, like, we forget about guys, and me too, I got to go back and look at these pictures. Oh, man, you forget about how good they are because you got recency bias,
I think it would be torture for you to create this
list. It would
because
be.
There's so many guys.
That's right.
Like, I'm thinking about it right now. Like, that guy's good. Oh, wait a second. That guy's pretty good, too.
That's right.
There's a lot of them.
There's a bunch of
great players.
Yep. That's right. So, and it's fun. It's really good. And it makes you excited about the guys like your current team. Like, okay, who's going to be the next guy or guys that would eventually be in those conversations, mm-hmm. right? And that's what's so cool about this stuff.
I'm seeing all these different. You saw the CU story Derek White, Desmond Bain to TCU. Like they're still playing and they're going back, and now they're going to be. I don't know how much you know about these positions, but like the president of basketball, something or another.
Dame Miller's Weaver's GM. It's the same thing, whether the GM or the CBO.
Is that just a recruiting name only thing? Or
well, there's money involved too. They're dumping money into it. Like Derek White dumped $2 million.
$2 million, yeah.
You know, it gets a point. The guys are really far down the line. Do you try to do something like that? We joked about it. We saw that tweet and we said, hey, man, we got to call Jonah and JD.
I was literally going to text you and say, who's your guy? Who's coming back?
We literally, and I'm like, you know, like it's an idea. It's a way to get, you know, famous player back into the mix. Some places those guys are really involved. Some places they're more just, you know, more the name and the money behind it. But it would be cool. Like you're always trying to connect the errors and stuff. So we saw that and thought about it. But it's cool for CU too is, you know, they're in a tough spot in the Big 12 and it's such a hard job in that league as things have moved on. It's cool to see a guy like Derek White come back and put that money into it.
They don't have an office, right? That's
no,
not
I don't
like
think
a desk
so. I don't
job
think,
or
no,
anything.
No, no, no. Yeah. He's an NBA player. He's not going to be there.
Yeah, he's not going to be there.
But yeah, I know a guy like Dame with Weber was relatively involved, wanted to kind of be involved in recruiting and the evaluations and stuff. So I think there's a wide range of how these guys are involved or not. But it's a fairly loose idea.
Pretty fascinating.
It is.
Actually to see kind of how this is progressing. Coach, as we sit here, June 25th, as we mentioned earlier, it's Greeley Stampede Week, but what does that mean for the Bears basketball team? Where are you guys at as far as practice?
Today is practice number 15. We are on our fourth week of practice. You know, today's a Thursday, so today and tomorrow we'll finish out week four of really 8 weeks. You're allowed 8 weeks in the summertime. First week, we'd have to jam 4 days together. Our flow is practice skill, practice scrimmage. That's the way we do it. I love it. We've had some other teams have kind of copycatted us, and that's a great thing. But short practice, then a skill day, and then a short practice, but live, and then a scrimmage day. Put it all together, film it, grade it, evaluate it, chop it up, analytics, the whole thing. And while it's in some ways reckless to be scrimmaging right now, like we don't have our baseline out of bounds or our side, then we have, you know, 1/10 of what we're actually going to do. I love it because what we believe is our secret sauce. We've been on that on day one, and we're grading our guys on that, you know, our rebound effort, our shot quality, our shot contest, our winning plays, our scout mistakes. There's really six things that kind of go into this thing. And so for us to be able to grade all this stuff out and teach our guys, and then after we scrimmage at the start of the next week, we break down the film and we give them the paperwork. Like, this is the same thing that's going to happen when we play Montana or CU or whatever it is. And we have, through the course of, you know, several years, we've figured out what the baselines are. If you hit this number, we're not going to lose. If you don't get this number, we're not going to win. And so it gives some motivation. It's like, well, that's the team part. But if your numbers stink, you're not going to play. And we're great. So they get an individual number on the secret sauce, and then we do a running total on that. So after our scrimmage tomorrow, we'll have 4 weeks of data. And there's a running number. Coach Green is the guy that does all the spreadsheet stuff for us. And we'll see who are the players that are helping us win or lose. Now, full disclosure, right now, the six returning guys have a much better chance of having good numbers than the eight new guys.
Yeah.
Because they're just – so we're not like – you know, judging is more teaching, but through the course of time, are your numbers getting better? Are you growing? Is a -2 going to a 3, going to an 8, going to an 11? It's an awesome way to chart growth for the individual and for the team. And so, yeah, going back to, yeah, summer practice, 15 is today. It'll be a short practice day, but live, we like a lot of live bullets, man. We like to play a lot of 3-on-3, 5-on-5 mainly. How many possessions can we get in a short amount of time? And then tomorrow when we scrimmage, it is. It's not, we don't stop it. We're not coaches more so. We're refs. We're only coaching into ATOs. Then we turn into refs. And we don't play a full scrimmage. We don't have the bodies for that. But like, you know, can we do, 8 to 10 minutes in the first half, 8 to 10 minutes in the second half? And guys are gassed. We only have 12 healthy bodies right now. 12 guys. Egan's out right now. And then, Campbell Block's not here yet from Australia. So we're only carrying 14 guys. So it's 6-on-6. So everyone's getting a ton of burn, which is great. You know, back in the day, it's 16 guys, 8 guys on a team. You might not get a lot of run, even in this stuff. So now everyone's playing, everyone's tired, but that's a beautiful thing, right? So, yeah, from the teamers, I'm really proud of the guys so far. We got a long ways to go, but, you know, early evaluations, or we got a chance, you know, size, length, athleticism, speed, depth, I think those are up, you know, skill level. We got a skilled team. We got a smart team. Culture. Which is not from an attitude, but like, you know, what is the standard? What are we doing, right? Vocal leadership. We got great leadership, but like, we're trying to drag vocal leadership out of these guys.
Yeah.
Cause they don't have Quinn Dankers. We all know.
Very vocal leader.
Right. Yeah. We don't have that. And that's great. You know, that's the whole point. It's like, who grows into the next phases? So who's going to step up, you know, vocally, whether it's a return or a new guy? And it's not just one, like, we need multiple guys, right? A quiet gym's a losing gym. So we're trying to learn that. And how that pertains to not just the rah-rah stuff, but hey, we're adding in our second ball screen coverage. If you don't talk, it doesn't work. Our guys are starting to learn that. If there's not communication, none of this stuff works. And so we're putting a lot of stress on the talk part of it. But then too, like off the court, for the first time, we have a sports psychologist. Eddie Boyer does a great job. A lot of programs don't have a sports psych in their athletic department. So he's done different workshops and stuff for our guys. This year we've expanded it. Everyone took what's called an Enneagram. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's a sports psych thing. It's a big thing. It's 144 questions. And the goal is to, you know, you don't race through, but you also don't, 144 questions. Like, oh my gosh, it's 4 hours. No. He's like, if you're doing it for longer than 30 to 40 minutes, you're taking too long. It's A, B, A, like this or this, this or this. What do you agree with most? These personality types spit out.
Mm.
And a lot of pros are doing it. Some other teams at UNC are doing it. About $20 a test, so it's, you know, it costs about $500. And now we took the test last week. He is sports psychologizing us this week. He did it on Tuesday. He's going to do a second round today. We're all in these different clusters, and he's like, it's fascinating. There's 9 different character types. Most teams will have, you know, at least a couple people in all 9 character types. We have several types we don't even have. Is that good or bad? I don't know. But we're clustered into an 8-9-1 or some guys, and then like, and he went through that last time, kind of explained it. Now you know, type, like I'm a type three, but we have multiple guys in a type three, and it's, and then our two big guys, our three big guys, Shields, Drew Payne, Hunter Caldwell, are all in their own type, but they're all the same type. Is that fascinating?
That, well, I'm just thinking as you're talking here, I gotta get this guy on the show.
Enneagram.
Cause I want to talk about this.
Yes. Yeah, so it's really interesting. So like we're going through that and learning that, and it's like the more so is like, how do we get these guys to learn about each other and how do we coach guys? We got to learn what their personalities are, and it's hard.
Yeah.
But this is like a really good way to do it. And then too, like just, you know, the empty lonely hours. Like last week we went to the Crest Cinema and took our guys to Formula One, which is the best team movie I think ever. Not just sports movie, team movie.
Hmm.
It's unbelievable. Whether you're the famous race star or you're the GM or you're the person moving the tires out in the pit. It all matters. So we're trying to subtly do that, and you know, had a team lunch at Weldworks. And so like we did that. And next week we got a team excursion. Next week we got a team. We have the final supper in Estes Park in a couple weeks. So like we're trying to do things that get our guys together outside of the gym, outside of the court, yeah. Because you got to build teams up. So there's a lot going on that way too.
Well, next week I want to dive into that a little bit more. I know you got to run today, coach, but that would be interesting for me and I think the audience to kind of go into the personality side of things too.
I'll have a better feel for our guys and myself.
Yeah.
The coaches did it, the players, the whole thing. Like, hey, what are our personalities? Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. Like we don't all have different personalities, but there's a couple coaches in this group, a couple coaches in this group. And Eddie's like, that makes sense because this, oh, yeah, okay. And so it's really, you know, learn thyself, you know, right? Teach thyself, learn thyself before you teach. You got to know who you are first. So, yeah.
I want to dive into that more. Coach, always appreciate it, my man. Sorry about the hiccups today, but we got through
it's a quick one. That's quick one today, but we got to keep it going. Yeah. So, yeah, steady rain, steady rain.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Go Bears.
The Two Man Game Podcast is brought to you by Renaissance Insurance, Ryan Hicks.
What's up, guys? It's head coach of the Bears, Steve Smiley, and I'm honored to tell KFKA listeners all about my guy Ryan Hicks and Renaissance Insurance. Like basketball, there's plenty of players in the insurance game. So how do you choose the best one for you? For me, I look for character, passion, dedication, and like a star hooper, talent. Renaissance Insurance checks all the boxes and draws up the winning play every time. Let them find the perfect game plan for you. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825 or go to team-rig.com. Go Bears!